Good morning, cutie. I'm adopting you. Oh, yeah, come here. You look so cute. Your skin looks so warm and you're blushing. Makes me want to wrap around you and just never let go. Okay, look. I'm going to find whoever's in charge, okay? Yeah, I'll be right back. I promise.
Excuse me. Yes. I'm looking to buy number 7. Is that alright?
Of course that's alright.
Number 7 is our most popular subject.
You're quite lucky you haven't come yet.
I'm gonna get the keys.
And then I'll be right there with you.
Alright. No problem. Yes,
sir. Out with you, cupcake. You're gonna get a new mama. Stop shaking.
Is that really necessary?
Of course.
He looks so scared. I could have held him. No problem.
Darling. They're humans. They're gonna run first chance they'll get. But don't worry. You're gonna take good care of them, don't we? We'll move, cupcake.
You know, I get that it's policy, but what are you hiding from?
Ever heard of hounds?
Hounds? There are far worse centers than this one. But I guess it makes sense that you can't risk him running. Sorry, cutie, okay? It will be over quite soon. Can I at least try to comfort him a little bit?
You do you.
Thank you. There. You're shaking so much. Don't worry, okay? They're going to give you something that will make you fall asleep. It won't hurt. I promise you, okay? And when you wake up, you'll be with me in your new home. Oh, sweetheart. It looks like words alone won't cut it, huh? But I know a remedy, okay? Just look into my eyes, cutie. Yeah. See how slowly and gently I sway back and forth. Nothing else in the world exists. You're drawn to me. Your eyes can no longer move. You're going to sleep now. Sleep for me. Sleep sound and tight. Hey, you're awake. Oh, there now. You've been sleeping for some time. I think some of your dreams were bad, but when I tried to wake you up, I couldn't. You were sleeping like a stone. Now, I didn't want you to be scared when you woke up, so I didn't wrap myself around you, even though I wanted to. Instead, I got all my warm and nice blankets and did my best to wrap you up in those. You know, when I was little and was having a bad dream, my mom would wrap herself around me and it would make me feel better. But I know that most of those bad dreams that you had were caused by monsters. It's terrible what happened to your world, really. I'm probably older than most other Lamia here. I was in the first wave of monsters to come here, but I never found a human. It wasn't that I couldn't find anyone. It's just that I, well, that I don't like seeing people scared. The incident happened after the third wave. That was when everything went wrong. Were you born into this? Sweetheart. I'm sorry if that's a sensitive topic, but since most monsters live for a long time, years tend to blend together, you know? I know that the first few years went by fast. I went about my daily routine, doing what I could to fix the things that happened, but nothing ever got better. It takes something big to make me remember that time does indeed still exist. I saw an Oni in the town with a human. There was a time when most humans would rather die than marry an ogre that would hesitate when being asked if they love their husband or alcohol more. I remember asking her where she found her human. He was so well behaved and seemed happy to be around her. She told me that her human was conditioned from birth to see monsters as higher beings. Now, I know from my old world that Onis, especially the red ones, aren't good for information. But the thought of having to live like this, in this dystopia, for at least an entire generation of humans, it really opened my eyes. Darling, I can't take away your pain, but I can make it feel better, okay? Originally, I didn't intend to buy you, or anyone for that matter. I was sent in with the task of determining if where you were was a place that sold humans or normal animals. Orcs and goblins, they're just grunts. We don't know exactly which monster race holds the most power, but whoever does isn't stupid. They cover their tracks by using terms an actual adoption center would use. But that's not important. What is that as we speak, I imagine numerous hellhounds and possibly the captain, who's an Anubis, who's really pissed that she hasn't organized the city yet, are all ready to raid the adoption center. But I guess once they are done, I won't be allowed to help with their efforts anymore. At least not as an undercover. When I entered the center, I saw a lot of humans. Most of them would turn towards me immediately. Some were scared, but some were desperate, and some looked at me with pleading eyes. But then I saw you, asleep. You really were adorable, the way you woke up and slowly became interested towards me. I just had to have you. I knew that if I didn't buy you, there was a good chance that one of the hellhounds would have taken you for themselves. So I bought you. Lamia aren't exactly known for hoarding gold like our distant relatives, but it was worth it. So, do you want to give me a chance? I won't push you. I know that you have been through a lot. You want to be wrapped in my tail? I was hoping that you would say that. Okay. Just hold still. I'll do everything, all right? I'll start with your feet and ankles. It's important to find the perfect spot to start coiling. Put your legs together Yes, just like that. I'm gonna start a little higher, okay? You can feel all the muscles below my smooth scales working, right? You look so adorable like that. It makes me just want to... Sorry. My instincts took the better of me. You just looked so good. Can I please do it again? Please. Thank you, cutie. Thank you. My tail's all the way over your hips, and I can feel something pressing against my scales as I slither around you. Are my licks and hisses turning you on, cutie? I'll just move my coils aside for a few seconds to allow this part of you to breathe, okay? My. You know, it will take a little more time for my coils to wrap all the way around you. And I think I know how we can pass the time. My coils might be too big to wrap around this part of you, but I think my tongue is the right size to compensate. Sorry, cutie. Was that too intense? Don't worry, I think that's cute. The way you're looking at me with that red face of yours. It seems that my coiling is almost done. There's just enough room left for me to press my body against you. And now I can wrap my tail around the both of us. Done. Doesn't that feel nice? We are so close together. And you, my dear, feel so warm. Did you know that I have venom? All it takes is one little bite, and we can mate all night long. But for now, I'll only give you one drop. I think I need to build you up to that amount. I don't want to accidentally hurt you, okay? You know, when I come, my entire body will tense up. My arms will hold you tightly. My tail will grip you and my walls will milk your cock. There won't be a single part of your body that won't be massaged and held firmly. If you don't want to do that, I won't bite you and we can stop here, all right? I'll still hold you and cuddle you, and kiss you, of course, and stroke your hair while whispering gently in your ears. I won't force you to do anything, You really want me to, cutie? Darling, I love you so much. My sweet, sweet darling. Okay, relax now. I'm going to bite your neck. Don't worry. You were scared of being injected earlier, I know. Are you scared of my bite? You trust me. Okay, then. Don't worry, I'll kiss and lick the area to make the skin feel all tingly and soft. Oh. No, relax. Don't worry about anything. Did it hurt? No. That's good. Oh, your body is getting hot. Oh, shh. That's normal. Totally normal. You're safe with me. It's just making your body feel sensitive as well as making you feel very turned on. That's why I didn't want to immediately give you the full dose. I have to wait for the venom to work its way through your body. And I can tell from one drop you're uncomfortable. A full dose would be close to torture. Sure, it would feel good for you after we start, but that's just like masking pain with pleasure. And doing that to you without preparation or warning would be cruel. Right? Yeah. Okay. Relax. It should be good now. I'm just going to slide you inside me, okay? There we go. You're inside of me. I'll start to move slowly so you can adjust. All those years, they were worth it. Mating with a human who isn't scared of me, even as my venom takes hold of you. You are still looking at me with adoration. You're so adorable. Okay, I'm going to go faster, alright? It's intense, isn't it? Your arms are pinned to my coils, so you're resting your head against my chest instead. I want to remain like this forever. This moment, it's beautiful. I love you so much, cutie. So much. Oh. I feel you tensing up. It's okay. I'm going to milk all the cum out of you. Oh, God. Come on, cutie. Come for me, alright? Come for me. I can feel your warmth all over my body, but I want your warmth inside of me. I'm going to come, cutie, okay? Okay. Yes! Yes! Goodbye, yeah. You're spasming in my coils. Don't worry, I've got you, yeah. Don't worry now. Shh. There. Your Lamia has you in her coils. She's hugging you head to toe. You have been such a good boy for me. Let's get you into a more comfortable position, all right? Oh, there we go. There. Now I'll lie on my back, and I'll turn you so that you can use my chest as a pillow. How cute. My coils feel nice, don't they? I know that you feel nice. I'm cold-blooded, so having something warm to cuddle with is the best feeling. Oh dear, and I can't tell you that the coolness of my smooth scales makes you feel good. I'm going to hold you like this forever, okay? Good boy, yeah. You're such a good boy. I love you, sweetheart.